The Bible, excuse me, are the fallen angels that fall in the future already fallen? If so, where are they located currently? Okay, so the Bible, it mentions only one time where the angels fell. So it'll be Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. And then we're going to compare that with Jude 1, 6. So when we're talking about that they fell from heaven onto earth, it's mentioned only one time. That's Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. You'll notice right here that the sons of God, they actually landed on the earth, and they even intermingled with humans. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 2. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. So we see right here, the sons of God come down on the earth, they intermingle with the humans. Now, when they did that, the Bible says that when they fell, when they came down from heaven onto the earth, the Bible says that when they came down from heaven into the earth, okay, this is a cheap little globe here, okay, but just put up with it, all right? So when they came down from heaven onto the earth, the Bible says that that was actually falling. That was actually falling. So look at Jude 1, Jude 1. So something happened in that transaction. In this transaction, they lost their heavenly state.
Yep.
That's what the Bible shows. So we see right here that they came down to heaven, intermingled with humans, and at that point, they lost their heavenly state. Look at the book of Jude, and we're going to look at verse 6. So Jude is only one chapter, so it won't be that hard to find. All right, Jude 1 and verse 6. The Bible reads right here, "And the angels which kept not their first estate," see that? So their first estate, "but left their own habitation." See that? So they left their own habitation, and they left their first estate. "He hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." So this is what happened. Angels, we all know, okay, they are not on earth. They are up in heaven. So when these angels, since they live up here, this is their first estate. But here's the thing. So this first estate, they left, the Bible says. And when that happened, Genesis 6, 1 through 2, what did the Bible say? They intermingled with the humans, right? Now, what did God punish the earth after that? Noah's flood. So because they left and lost their heavenly state, and they were on the earth, when God sent Noah's flood, then they drowned out. See, when they drowned out, that would explain this latter part of verse 6. What happened? The Bible says he kept them in store unto reserved in everlasting chains. So in hell. So they are in hell. So these sons of God, when they died, they ended up right here in hell. And hell has many different compartments. It has many different compartments. And what's interesting about this part in hell is that we call it Tartarus. We call it Tartarus. In Greek, the word is Tartarus. It's also translated into the word hell. But this Greek word is very different from other Greek words that mention about hell. So because hell is known to have many different places in it, that's why we can see right here that there is a hell place for the sons of God right here. Okay, let's also look at Revelation 12, Revelation chapter 12. Now here's the idea. Okay, then doesn't that mean that all the sons of God are wiped out? No, because if you look at Jude 1, 6, it didn't say all the sons of God. It talked about the angels that kept not their first estate. So it's talking about those particular angels, all right? Whereas the rest of the sons of God, they will do that again. And it will be all of them. It will be all of them. All of the sons of God one day, they're not going to be in outer space in heaven anymore. What's going to happen is they're going to lose in a battle at Revelation 12 against the other part of the sons of God. And these are led by Michael, the archangel. So Michael, the archangel, he is going to lead these particular group of the sons of God. And they will be battling against these sons of God. And these sons of God, they are going to be led, which is pretty obvious, by Satan the dragon. By Satan the dragon. So we'll see right here that Satan the dragon right here, he is going to be leading these sons of God. And with these sons of God, they will battle against Michael, the archangel, and the other sons of God. So here you see the Bible talking about literally Star Wars. There is Star Wars in the Bible. If you don't believe me, look at Revelation 12. We're going to look at verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Now, this dragon, when they were fighting in heaven, notice what the Bible says about the stars of heaven. Look at verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of what? The stars of heaven. So it is literally Star Wars. You see, they are up in outer space where the stars are. And right here, they have Star Wars. And then look at what happened. They lose. Revelation 12, verse 8, and prevailed not. See, verse 7, they fought. Verse 8, they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Mm-hmm. So their first estate, right? So their place is not found anymore. So this proves right here there will be absolutely no leftover son of God. They're all going to be gone. And where are they all going to go? Where's the only place that they can go? So look at the verse. Verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out where? Into the earth, and his angels were cast out with them. See that? So they couldn't find any place anymore right here. They all come back to earth again. That's what the Bible teaches. But that is going to happen at the tribulation. It is going to happen at the tribulation because this is found at Revelation 12. See, so Revelation did not happen yet. So where are they now? See, so we do know where they are, where they were at Genesis 6. We know where they're going to be at Revelation 12. But what about right now? So let's look at these verses. Revelation 9. Revelation 9. So where they are is that they are moving around in the air, the earth, the universe, and hell. So they will be moving everywhere. Look at Revelation chapter 9, verse 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace. So you see, hell is opened up. But notice who comes up out of hell. Verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. But these locusts, they're demoniacs, because you'll notice right here at verse 11, and they had a king over them. So the locusts had a king, which is what? Look, the angel of the bottomless pit, the angel of hell. Now look, whose name in the Hebrew tongue, see, it's Satan, Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath this name, Apollyon. So, where they are is that they are moving around in hell, and also look at chapter 12, but we already read it before, so we don't have to repeat it. But we saw at chapter 12, they were in the stars of heaven, right? So they're in the universe too. And also look at Ephesians 2. So that's why you hear these weird stories of people finding weird things somewhere at the bottom of the earth. And the Bible told you who comes out from the bottom of the earth. You see weird things happening up there in outer space in the stars.
That's right.
And the Bible told you who's up there at the outer space at the stars.
Amen.
And people talk about weird stuff happening with electric wavelengths and radio waves and up in the air. There's something weird about that. The Bible also showed you who inhabits those things.
That's right.
Look at Ephesians 2, verse 2. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the what? Power of the air. See that? So when you see these power lines, power waves, everything going up in the air, see that? That's something to watch out for a lot of times. Sometimes you'd be surprised when people talk about these strange things in those power waves, electric wavelengths. Sometimes it's not just normally an electric wavelength. It could be something supernatural beyond that. Notice that the power of the air is connected to who? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedient. That's no doubt about it, that those are devils. Devils. Let's also look at chapter 6. And the Bible warned you about that. That's why the Bible says you should fight them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, so it's not physical people, but against who? See, demons, principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Where are they? Against spiritual wickedness in where? High places. Watch out for that, see? So now you know where the sons of God are, and where devils are, and where Satan is. So that's something to watch out for. So that's where they are right now.